Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is wonderful to be here with you. It's wonderful to have those of you worshiping with us online this morning. My name is Deacon Loretta Job, and this is Brighton First United Methodist Church at Brighton and Whitmore Lake campuses. We are glad to have you with us this morning. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in all kinds of ways. You may have noticed on the front of your bulletins this morning, it is Camp Sunday. That is one of the ways that we serve God and that we send our kids to camp so that they might learn and grow in their faith. So be prepared for a great message and some fun today. I was a little overdressed for Camp Sunday, so forgive me. I wouldn't go to camp this way. There are prayer cards and connection cards for you to fill out. The connection cards were inside your bulletin. The prayer cards are yellow and in your the pew pockets back there. If you or someone you know is in need of prayer, please take a moment and fill those out. We would love to be holding your loved one or you in our prayers. This morning for worship, we have Bob Hemphill and Greg Geis helping us this morning, along with beautiful music from the Bells and Susan, so that'll be a great way to start the Sunday. I have a few announcements to make. The first is that a reminder that there are some children's ministry activities coming up real quick. Summer camp, you're going to hear more about, grades 3 through 12. Vacation Bible School, July 30th through the 1st, going to be a fabulous time. Always have a great number of kids here and fabulous adult volunteers. Going to look forward to having y'all sign up and be a part of that great event. And then the musical theater camp, are auditions started? Not yet. Auditions are coming up. The camp is on August 5th through 11th. Now, away from children for just a second, we've got a spaghetti dinner coming up at our Whitmore Lake campus. Going to be some delicious food, also some gluten-free options, gluten and dairy-free, I understand. So put that on your list of things to get to. April 27th coming up on a Saturday. And also in May, there will be a women's tea at the Whitmore Lake campus, May 18th, starting at 2 p.m. You'll find information in your bulletin and on the website for both of those activities. Those are the announcements I have for this morning, and so I'm going to ask you to please rise and join in our opening hymn.
Thank you. Please join me for the opening prayer. Lord God, we thank you for the beautiful creation you have given us to live in. We thank you for the opportunity to experience it together in camp. Bless those who create meaningful camp experiences for our children, youth, and adults. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I just have to say, that was a lot of fun. Kangaroosies? I mean, come on, it doesn't get better than that. Okay, our scripture readings today are from Colossians. We have two of them, 3 verses 12 through 14, and John, 1 John 4, 7 through 9 and 19. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not know love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Goodness, let's see here. Man, there's so much stuff to pack and getting ready for camp. I don't want to forget something here. Maybe I should go through my checklist, make sure I've packed it all. It's really hard to forget something for camp. Okay, let's see here. I better probably just go down my checklist. What do I got here? Okay, sleeping bag. Okay, pillow. Check. I've got the earplugs packed on. There's always some kid that snores in the cabin. Clothes. Check. Backpack. Check. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Water bottle. Hiking boots and bug spray. Got to have that stuff for all those hikes in the woods. Should I bring my extra bandana? That's probably a pretty good idea. Okay, swimsuit. I think I got my swimsuit and my towel. Yep, that's all ready to go. Extra sunscreen because we spend so much time outside. Oh, I'm going to need my Bible, of course. My Bible and stationery and extra stamps. Oh, it's so much fun to send letters home from camp. Oh, I'm going to need some cash for buying snacks in the mess hall and some souvenir t-shirts. But man, it feels like I'm missing something. What else is it? What else is it? Let's see here. What all are we doing this week? Okay, there'll be stargazing and hiking and canoeing and games of basketball and volleyball and capture the flag. Oh, capture the flag. I got to pack the flags. I haven't gotten the flags packed quite yet. And we'll be doing devotions and Bible study and be doing worship around the campfire. I think I have about all the stuff we need. Got the kids' camper registration forms and the counselors are ready to go. And I got my comfortable walking shoes. Oh man, now just to load up the van and get it all in. Oh, but it's going to be so much fun. I just love summer camp. I can't wait for the kids to come join. It's going to be an absolute blast. And I get to see Pastor Allison. Oh, that's going to be so much fun. Oh, I got to fix my, I guess I'm losing my batteries here on my flashlight. I'll have to fix that later. I'll be back for that one. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Oh, I just, oh God, just bless this week at camp. It's going to be so much fun. There. Good morning, church. It is great to be with you on this fun camp-themed Sunday. I'm Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the pastors that serves at the congregation. I don't know if acting's my gig, but I was thinking about all of the different things we have to pack in getting ready for summer, and it is just around the corner. This past weekend, we've already stepped place on some of our United Methodist camps. This past weekend, the women did a women's retreat at the Lake Huron Retreat Center, and coming up, the men are going to be going up north to the Lake Louise Christian Camp there, and just around the corner is summer camp time. As the weather is getting warmer, as people are outside walking and hiking, as people are outside mowing their lawns and tending to their gardens, now is the time where we start thinking about registering for camp. Okay, I'm curious. By show of hands, who remembers going to summer camp as a kid? Keep your hand raised. Or as a teenager? Okay, who has sent, keep those hands up, who has sent a child to camp? Okay, keep those hands raised. Who has sent a grandkid to camp? Or maybe you volunteered at camp yourself? Summer camp is all about us. Go ahead and put those hands down. Summer camp is all around us, and it is those moments to experience God's amazing grace outside. I've shared this story before, but I remember going to summer camp as a seventh grader myself, a United Methodist Church camp in Nebraska, and I remember registering for camp, and it was similar to one of Susan's musical camps where we did a musical for the week, and we put on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and at the end of the week, we would have a great performance for our families, and I remember going with my dear best friend and learning about faith and singing the songs of Joseph's Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and studying songs around the fire and studying God's word. And it was a moment of experiencing God's amazing grace outside. Do you remember those days of camp? I remember then as a teenager going with my youth group and heading out to Colorado for summer camp and doing the fun things of singing those songs, and it was in Colorado, so we were rappelling down Colorado mountains and doing hikings and experiencing God's grace outside. And then as a college kid, I wanted to have a really fun summer job and loved work with kids, and I thought maybe being a summer camp counselor would be a great thing to do. For 3 summers in college, I worked with bouncing off the walls, amazing middle schoolers. 9 weeks or 10 weeks of sleeping under the stars on those platform tents at times, 9 weeks of cooking our meals over the campfire. I was never a Girl Scout, but I hung in there with the crew in northern Minnesota, in a camp of 420 beautiful acres of God's beauty, experiencing grace outside. God was working through the campfires and the stories and the connection and the community that we would become and the places we would, the moments we would share together. And then lo and behold, God started to use those summer counselor experiences as a call into ministry. And so I have such a passion and a joy and a love for sending our young people to camp, knowing that it's so much more than just marshmallows and s'mores and fun. But God is a part of that experience and working in the lives of the young people, and it becomes a sacred experience where they can know they are loved and accepted and experience belonging and community. And over the course of the week, they can come to know their amazing Creator and come to know Jesus Christ and what He has done for us and experience faith in a whole new way, all by doing it grace outside. As over the past few years, we've really been focused on sending kids and youth to camp from our church congregation, and Pastor Allison took a great group of 16 teenagers last summer, and there's going to be more teenagers that are coming, and so I want to invite up Lily and Jennifer. They were a couple of students that have come and have shared and the camping and the retreat experiences, and they're willing to share a little bit about those things that they love about camp. So Lily, do you want to go first? Or Jennifer, do you want to go first? What is something that you have absolutely loved about camp?
You can go first. Awesome.
Sisters are going to. Oh, I volunteer you. I volunteer you. Yeah,
like,
what's something?
I have a worst memory.
Okay, what's something you love about camp or something you're looking forward to again?
I really like the beach because there's a bunch of sand and water. Well, duh, but yeah.
That's right. The sand and the water and being out on Lake Michigan, yeah. Right there on the shore there. Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Lily, what is it that you've really loved about camp or something you're looking forward to?
Meeting new people and just like having fun doing like whatever free time you have.
Yeah,
I
meeting
guess.
New people. Other youth groups probably from across the state. All gathering? Yeah. You guys are looking forward to coming back?
I mean, this time it will be at, like, Wesley Woods. I didn't really go there for summer camp, but it was pretty fun for winter camp, so.
Right, we've done Winter Blast at Wesley Camp. Looking forward to it. Thanks, ladies. You guys can sit down. Thanks for sharing some of your stories. God meets us, and we can experience his amazing grace outdoors. But it's not just the kids and the youth that we want to be encouraging to connect in God's creation this summer. Like I said, the women's retreat happened last weekend where we walked along the shores of Lake Huron, and there was sandy beaches and rocky beaches, and women were collecting stones and worshiping together and sharing moments of Bible study together, and the men are heading up north. We want the men in our congregation to experience that same beautiful grace outdoors as they head to Lake Louise up north. And now is also the time to get your RV all tuned up and your camp, your tent dusted out and fix the batteries on your like lanterns and stuff so it works, because our church is going camping in May as well as in August, and it's a summer of experiencing grace outdoors. Perhaps you're not a camper, and that's okay too. Maybe you'll have a moment this summer to walk around the block, to wander in the woods nearby, to get to Kensington Metro Park, to experience God's grace in a different way. May you be blessed to connect with the Creator who knows you and loves you and calls you beloved. And may you also have an invitation to be a part of blessing others. As we raised the hands this morning and said, oh, I remember going to camp, or my kids have gone to camp, or my grandkids have gone to camp, we have an invitation for you to help support our youth going off to camp. Man, camp can be expensive at times. Last year, we had 16 kids go, and the summer before, I think we had about 12, and we just keep growing and growing our impact of God's grace outside, and so we want to invite you to be a part of the generosity. Maybe you noticed on the way in to church, we have a fun bulletin board, and there's envelopes of, and you can pull an envelope off, and maybe it says 20 on, and that's an invitation to share $20 to help scholarship our kids to camp, or maybe you can pull a 10 or 100, and we'd invite you to take an envelope. To pray for the kids, first and foremostly, to pray that they might experience God's amazing grace outside, and to think about supporting the kids in heading to camp. God's grace outside is plentiful. As we think about what we'll be packing, what we'll be taking, we'll certainly be packing a lot, but we'll be taking home the memories of lives changed for Jesus Christ. I invite you to take a peek at some of the different photos and memories made of some of our kids over the past few summers of how they've experienced God's grace outside. Amen. It's all about God's grace outside. So you guys can pivot with me and walk with me to the piano real quick.
Grace outside, may it be a summer of fun. Grace outside, may it be a summer of learning and love. Camping, boating, fishing, hiking, swimming in the lake. Making friends and stargazing, digging in the sand. Grace outside, may it be a summer of fun. Grace outside, may it be a summer of learning and love. Singing camp songs, roasting marshmallows, gathering round the fire. Staying up late, catching tree frogs, jumping in the lake. Grace outside, may it be a summer of learning and love. Grace outside, may it be a summer of learning and love.
Amen.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd leave your Nebraska Life is Good cup right there. Thank you, Bell Choir. That was fabulous. And Lindsay, I think that was an original song you did, right? That was wonderful. Love the skit too. That's great. And the archy thing. Oh my gosh, I am going to go around thinking of that all day, and it's going to make me think of the unicorn song by the Irish Rovers. You know, don't forget the unicorn on the archy. And that's the problem I had even trying to come up with a prayer, because I looked at the scriptures and it's all about love. And I looked at it and I thought of songs kept popping into my head. The Ohio Players were on a love roller coaster. Diana Ross had a love hangover. Oh, my goodness. And Tina Turner, she's saying, what's love got to do with it? And she said, love is a secondhand emotion. And then I'm listening, suddenly sweet is popping into my head, and it's, love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high, and it's no wonder Diana Ross had a love hangover. And then I get to, oh my goodness, I get to Dean Martin. These are all old dad songs, I'm sorry. Dean Martin says, and that's amore, love is like a, and when the moon's in your eye like a big piece of pie, that's amore, that's love. Oh, my goodness. And Foreigner, they said, I want to know what love is. And that's what we want. There's so many songs that they want love, but they just don't quite know what it is. And so I thought of the old Greek words for love, and agape is the one that the New Testament talks about most. And my goodness, is there a song that really, in pop music, that really captures that? I ended up on The Hollies. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. And that's the one song that really kind of captured it for me and helped kind of put me into the right frame of mind for prayer today. There are no prayer quilts, so let's keep in mind all those people that have gone before us and had received prayer quilts, and let's think about them as we pray today. Won't you please join me in an attitude of prayer? Father of heavenly lights, every good and perfect gift we receive comes from you. You created, formed, made, redeemed and summoned us by name for your glory and love. How can we understand a love so deep that you sent your Son to make us right with you? Help us love you and love others as ourselves. As Jesus said, there are no greater commandments. Let us experience what it means to love, because our Heavenly Father first loved us. Like the atoning sacrifice of your Son, help us selflessly love others so that we may know you. Lord, it is simple to post love is love signs, possibly declaring our own righteousness, and miss that you are love. God, if you are love, remind us that as you are far too big for a box, so too is love too big for a box. Thank you for Paul's letter, his first one to the Corinthians, telling something of what love is and what it isn't. Remind us that love should be sincere, honoring others above ourselves and serving our Lord. Help us remember that loving you means following the commands and teachings of Jesus. Let us love with compassion, forgiveness, gentleness, humility, kindness, and patience. Thank you for freedom, not for indulging ourselves, but for serving each other humbly in love. Remind us that loving our neighbor means not biting and devouring each other, which destroys. Lord, hear our silent prayers of confession as you faithfully forgive our sins and purify us for you. By your divine power, we have what is needed for a godly life through our knowledge of Jesus. Come now, as God's dearly loved people, let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I was waiting to see who was going to not be able to resist. Thank you, George. As I invite the ushers to come forward to receive today's offerings, I just want to add on to what Lindsay said about the camp scholarships for kids. If you're like me, you can take one of those envelopes because you don't have cash on you this minute. You'll take it home, and there might be a chance that you might forget it. So there is an opportunity. There are sheets out there with the QR code on it for those of you who know how to do that. Please feel free to do that. Sending kids to camp is a form of evangelization. It's a word that we don't use very often here, but it is a place where kids can encounter Jesus for the first time, and a significant amount of kids come to faith at camp. So please consider giving to those tonight. Thank you.
Lord God, we thank you for the creation you have surrounded us with and the many resources you have blessed us with. Help us to be good stewards to your people and your world. Bless the offerings we bring today Help them to create disciples who will love and serve you. In your name we pray. Amen.
My closing benediction, I want to teach you that little chorus. You guys willing to play along with me? I'm going to send you out with a tune. It's all about God's grace outside. Grace outside. I think we have the words. Awesome. Grace outside, may it be a summer of fun. Grace outside, may it be a summer of learning and love. Church, may you go forth this day in God's grace and love. May you experience God's tremendous grace in the beautiful outdoors that God created. May you be a blessing to this world and know that you are a blessing as well. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.